This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. A shirt button, a coffin plaque saying at rest, a stone marble found in what's believed to have been the coffin of a 6-year-old boy. Those are just some of the almost 10,000 artifacts USF researchers have removed from 55 graves at the former Dozier School for Boys in Mariana, Florida. USF Associate Professor of Anthropology Christian Wells says there are also items that might help determine who is buried in the school's mysterious Boot Hill Cemetery.
And that can help us narrow down this list of 55 individuals into much smaller and more manageable groups that we can then use DNA and other kinds of analyses to identify specifically who the individuals were.
The researchers, led by Assistant Professor of Anthropology Aaron Kimmerly, have been investigating the Reform School for over 2 years. While 31 small white crosses dotted the cemetery, ground-penetrating radar sweeps and other work led them to believe 50 bodies would be found there and in surrounding areas. However, speaking at a news conference last week, Kimmerly said excavation work late last year found remains in 55 graves.
This is precisely why excavation was necessary. The only way to clearly establish the facts about the deaths and burials at the school is to follow a scientific process which we have been using. And as you can see, that process is yielding important new information.
That information leads to more questions.
At this time, we know very little about the burials and the children buried within, in terms of who is specifically buried there, their ages or ancestry, nor the timing and circumstances of their death.
Those circumstances remain the stuff of nightmares. Many former Dozier students allege decades of abuse and even death at the hands of staff members. Richard Huntley was at Dozier from 1957 to 1959.
They would just tell us that the guys went home in the middle of the night or their parents come and got them. We knew that was not so. We know that a lot more graves are there.
Huntley is a member of the group, the Black Boys at Dozier, which is pushing for what they say is the truth about what happened there to come out. He spoke of how officials told students once that one of their classmates had escaped from the school.
And they told me, say, well, you know Huntley, guess what? He got away. And everybody was hooray, hooray. I got a phone call about a year ago when we first started this project and told me, say, guess what? There wasn't but one guy ran on record that year, and that guy's name never showed up. It showed up on the missing list. He didn't get away.
Ovelle Krell believes her brother, George Owen Smith, suffered a similar fate. He supposedly died at Dozier in 1941 at the age of 14. His body has never been found. She hopes her family's lifetime search for answers might soon come to an end.
It would give me a chance to, if I could get his remains, to put them between my mother and daddy in their cemetery plot in Auburndale. And I feel like they would know he was there.
The team will soon return to Dozier to continue to look for more graves as stories of multiple burial sites abound. Meanwhile, the recovered remains are being sent to the University of North Texas for DNA testing, and working with the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office, researchers continue to take DNA samples from families of former Dozier students to match with remains. At last week's news conference, Kimmerly released a list of 42 of those students whose families haven't been found yet.
And so our hope is that it will elicit some people to come forward who may be related, or if there are web sleuths out there and genealogy buffs who can lend a hand, then we appreciate that too. It's something that we have genealogists working on, but the more help we can get from the public, then the faster that process will go.
It's a process that Kimmerly says is about providing closure.
This project has always been about fulfilling a fundamental human right for families who, like all of us, have a right to know what happened to their loved ones and are entitled to bury their relatives in a manner in which they deem proper.
To see video of the researchers working at Mariana, as well as the list of students that investigators are seeking relatives of, visit WUSF.org and click on the University Beat link. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.